What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well met, fellow adventurers. I'm staying in Hawklaw while things are going down there with Otrok invasions and Woundskin scheming. And there's another adventure I can do here called Wedwarren. Hired by Mordwin, a paleo merchant of some local renown, deliver a locked strongbow box to a man in the distant town of Wedwarren. You're but certain that the payment for the simpler endeavour will prove to be among the easiest 100 gold you've ever pocketed. Well, it can't be that easy. You can get 100 gold for just fighting some random monster. Admittedly, you have to sell stuff first, so start the adventure. The sky darkens, and the first drops of rain have begun to splatter onto the road. When you draw up before the heap of stones that marks the western boundary of Wedwarren, it has been 2 days since you accepted the task of delivering the iron strong box, an item now securely in your possession, to a man by the name of Lir Milson, a man you eagerly hope to find in the town just up ahead. Okay, there's more information about Wedwarren. Wedwarren, surrounded by a vast expanse of crimson maples on the far northern edge of the Heart Hills of Western Tysa, the small town of Wedwarren has long been a prosperous settlement. Wedwarren's Grand Mill, an ancient sturdy structure used for processing both grains and paleo bark, serves as the centre of the town's long-lived prosperity. It is commonly known that the paleo ground in Wedwarren is among the most sought after paleo in the kingdom. Well, maybe after I've dropped off this little package, I'll have one of the brews. Well, so Croakington will have one of the brews. The person reading this can't drink it because, you know, the whole different reality thing. It really is a bugger sometimes when your character's eating all this tasty food and you can't eat it because it's behind the fourth wall where they put all the tasty food and I want the tasty food. But it's probably for the best that the fourth wall is strong and sturdy, because honestly there's a lot of things behind the fourth wall that we do not want coming to our reality. Just imagine if anything from, say, Warhammer came through. That would be a total mess. Yes. Yeah, probably for the best. In fact, definitely for the best that the fourth wall is strong and sturdy. It was early in the morning, 2 days ago, that you met the paleo merchant Mordwin in the common room of the Stoneback Tavern. While you were half listening to Pupilor's wild and extremely long-winded, we're telling of some traveller's tale. The wide The white-bearded Maudwin approached you and politely inquired about hiring your services. After gladly excusing yourself from Pilippor's somewhat tiresome company, you spoke at length with the merchant and learned that he wished to have you safely carry a locked strongbox to the distant town of Wedwan. Maudwin explained that the strongbox contained a long overdue payment on an old debt and that it needed to be delivered into the hands of a man named Lur Milsom. A recent spate of goblin sightings in the rugged northern region of the Heart Hills served to make the prospect of travelling to Wedwan something he dared not consider. Having heard of your stalwart reputation as an adventurer, Maudwin explained that he was overjoyed when he discovered you were passing through Hawklaw. 100... Oh, and I've got paid in advance of 100 gold tokens. The strongbox, although in your possession, will not appear as a normal item in your inventory. Of course, that's just a way to make sure you don't lose it. After accepting the paleo merchant's payment of 100 gold, you took possession of the weighty strongbox and set out at once for Wedwan. More concerned with reaching the remote town before the weather changed, the worse than you were about the possibility of goblin encounters. I don't know whether that's because they're unlikely or because if there were goblins, I'd just stab through them in about 12 seconds. Unless it's a lot of goblins. In which case, I get a lot of XP. Before leaving his company, Maudwin told you that the box has no key, but that it could only be opened by the man to whom it was to be delivered. Makes sense. That's a good security system. More than once during the trek, he made an attempt to open the strongbox, but on each occasion, the iron lid refused to bulge, leaving you to believe the container was sealed with powerful magic. Let's hope it's not something that should have stayed sealed. As your thoughts return to the present, you step up to the pile of rocks and take note of the broad, flat stone that caps the roughly triangular heap. Engraved upon the ragged surface of the thick slab is the letter R. R. Wakamakora? Or is it, this is the first letter of Red? By a collection of cheerless but well-kept wooden stone structures. You're struck by the fact you've yet to see a single person moving about in the open. Your first impression They should get, you know, a proper road. You know. Nearby, next to one of the town's many wells, stand several wagons. A pair of still sturdy draft horses is still attached to one of the wagons. For there's that three of the circle's nine stones are missing. A particular item may be of use here. Presumably, if I find these warding stones, I'll be able to restore from evil spirits and dark magic. The stones that make up these arcane circles never been enchanted or have long since lost any protective powers they once possessed. Many remote towns and villages across the North Broadland still employ circles of warding. So it might be a magic thing, or it might have once been a magic thing, or it might have never been a magic thing. But I guess the fact that it was brought up means it probably does something. Otherwise it wouldn't have been brought up, because, you know, you don't write something unless it's going to do something. It's Chekhov's gun and all that. Although there are red herrings sometimes. With the distant rumble of thunder echoing in your ears, and the sky continuing to darken, you cast your wary gaze over the buildings that stand at the edge of the square. Several of the structures seem worthy of investigation. So I can investigate the Red Oak Inn and Tavern, the mill, the stables, the meeting house, the church, the merchantile, the smithy. I could attempt to west here, or just leave Red Warren. As you reach the outskirts of Red Warren, the weather takes a sudden and frightening turn for the worse. The churning sky darkens, and a howling wind sweeps down out of the surrounding hills, its formidable breath bending back the tops of trees as it assails you with an unyielding deluge of its withered wane. It's driven, Wayne, completely disorientated and overcome by a profound sense of despair. You turn and head back towards the centre of the town. Looks like I'm not getting out of here until I've solved whatever's going down around here. A steady drizzle continues to fall. Alright, I can rest here, but I've not really done anything yet, so I don't need to do that. Investigate the Red Oak Inn and Tavern. Suddenly, just as you're about to head towards the stables, you spot the dark silhouette of a short, frail woman lurking in the deepening gloom only a few yards to your right. The woman turns in your direction, and for a fleeting instant your gazes meet. Her expressionless demeanour, coupled with the myriad of tattooed stars that cover her pale face, instantly unnerves you. Before you can attempt to call out to her, she silently turns and strides off through the rain. I guess she might have caused some problems, or she might be the only one who can fix it. Don't really know yet. But she's going to be important. You watch as she draws up to the stables and steps inside, disappearing from view. Here I am again. Lots of muddy square, circle of warding. Alright, let's investigate the Red Oak Inn and Tavern. As you reach the stables, wait, but I'm I'm going to the Red Oak Inn and Tavern. Which is, you're startled by the sudden appearance of a frail, tattooed woman you encountered in the mid-centre of the town square. She emerges from the stables and, without looking in your direction, quickly moves off across the wainswept street. You watch as she disappears around a corner a few yards ahead. Wasting no time, you rush after her, rounding the corner just in time to see her vanishing into the gathering gloom. Suddenly, moments before all trace of her has been swallowed up by the surrounding darkness, she stops, leans down, and places a small, glowing object at the edge of the broadening puddle. Then, without looking back, she rises and slips away into the shadows. The small object that she deposited at the edge of the puddle is a faint blue glow. Oh, that must be important then, because only important things glow. Or something like that. Upon closer examination, you discover the item left by the mysterious woman is a small, glowing fragment of bone. Believing the black, jagged piece of bone must bear some significance, you reach down and take possession of it. Be sure to examine the glowing bone fragment more closely by selecting it from your item list. Let's look at it then. This jagged bone fragment emits a pale, paint blue glow. You acquired this curious item after it was placed on the ground by a mysterious woman whose forehead bore a star-shaped tattoo. Please note, this item can be used twice when you're in combat. After two uses, it will no longer function. Just what will happen when it is used in combat is unknown. Well, I guess the only way to find out is to use it. With no further sign of the tattooed woman to be had, you turn and make your way back to the centreward Red Warren's town square. Okay, now investigate the Red Oak Inn and Tavern. Moving across the gloomy, wainscot town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the tavern. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. The Red Oak Inn and Tavern is a large wooden stone structure on the northern side of Red Warren's town square. The tavern's common room, normally filled with the bustle and chatter of its loyal patrons, stands empty. A quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Leave the tavern. You make your way out of the tavern and into the dark, dreary wainscot town square. Alright, a steady drizzle continues to fall. And it's the same as it was before. Alright, investigate the mill. Moving across the gloomy wainscot town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the mill. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. The Grand Mill, as is affectionately known by the people of Red Warren, is an imposing structure that sits over the churning junction of two swiftly flowing streams that carve the way past the eastern edge of the town square. The mill, used primarily for processing paleo bark, normally operates from just before dawn to just after dark. The moment, however, it stands silent and empty. Ooh, ominous. A quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Leave the mill. You make your way out of the mill and back to the dark, dreary, wainscot town square. Okay, now the stables. Moving across the gloomy wainscot town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the stables. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. Red Warren's main stable takes up most of the southern side of the town square. The long wooden structure, capable of housing a great number of horses, has four large doors that open directly onto the main thoroughfare. Although several of the building's well-kept stalls are presently occupied by horses, there is no sign of anyone in or around the stable. Alright, I mean, if the horses are alive, this wasn't some sort of great massive massacre that happened here. because admittedly I haven't seen any blood, but it could have been, you know, a massacre where everyone was swallowed whole. What? Where's everyone gone? A quick and cautious... Wouldn't be bandits then. Definitely not bandits. Because bandits would definitely take the horses. You can do a lot with a horse. You can run away on them for a start. You can sell them. You can sell them. You can use them to fight better. You can pet them on the head, because when you get lonely. Yes, a quick and cautious search of the premise turns up nothing of any particular interest. You make your way out of the stables and back into the dark, dreary, rain-swept town square. Alright, now the meeting house. Maybe there's still people there. Moving across the gloomy, rain-swept town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the meeting house. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. The large hall on the western edge of the town square, long employed at Red Warren's meeting house, is filled with nearly two dozen wooden statues depicting important historical personages of Tysa. While the meeting house serves as the centre of Red Warren's town government, it stands quiet and empty. A quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Leave the meeting house. You make your way out of the meeting house and back onto the dark, dreary, rain-swept town square. Alright, let's see the church. Maybe they've all holed up in there. You merge across the gloomy, rain-swept town square, with your every sense alert. You head for the church. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. On the western edge of the town square, only two buildings down from the meeting house, stands Red Warren's only church. The well-kept structure is flanked by two massive stone sculptures, each monument masterfully depicting the symbol of Suthak, a mountain with a palm outward hand above it. The church and its well-maintained grounds stand empty. A quick and cautious search of the premises stirs up nothing of any particular interest. Well, it would be of interest to people with an interest in in ecclesiastical architecture, but Sir Crokinjan isn't going to demonstrate that interest right now. Well, you make your way out of the church, back into the dark, dreary wainscoted town square. All right, the merchant aisle. I think once I've been to every place, presumably something will turn up other than this glowing fragment of bone. Because presumably there's going to be combat, because why else would I get this? You can only use it in combat bone. Investigate the merchant aisle. Moving across the gloomy, rain-swept town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the merchant aisle. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. Red Warren's small, well-kept merchant aisle stands on the northern side of the town square, not far from the tavern. The town's most important shop is filled with all manner of goods. Despite the parade of townsfolk that normally move in and out of the merchant aisle's pegged open door, there is no sign of anyone in or about the shop. In short, a quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Leave the merchant aisle. You make your way out of the merchant aisle and back into the dark, dreary, wainscoted town square. Alright, well, it must have been serious if the merchant will leave their shop. Because as we all know, merchants have this tendency to stay in shops even long after it's become become well past suicidal to stay there. Alright, the smithy. This is the last building, so something's probably going to happen here. Investigate the smithy. Moving across this gloomy, wainscot town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the smithy. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. Situated next to the mill, on the eastern edge of the town square, the smithy appears to be undergoing some much-needed repairs. Despite its somewhat dilapidated state, the smithy remains among the busiest and most prosperous enterprises in Red Warren. Well, of course, there's all sorts of things you can do with iron goods, like, I don't know, putting the bands around a barrel, or ploughs, or axes, or armour. Probably need that. Though normally in operation from dawn to dusk, the smithy stands silent and empty. A quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Let's leave the smithy. You make your way out of the smithy and back into the dark, dreary wainscot town square. Alright, what's going on here? Alright, what's in the Red Oak Inn and Tavern? Yeah, okay, I open the door. The Red Oak Inn and Tavern is a large wood and stone structure on the northern side of Red Warren's town square. The tavern's common room, normally filled with the bustle and chatter of its loyal patrons, stands empty. A quick and cautious search of the premises turns up nothing of any particular interest. Leave the tavern, back to the wainscot town square. What if I attempt to west here? You tell me you're not currently in need of any west. The stables? I can ride inside. Yep, there's some horses, but no people. What is going on here? Steady drizzle continues to fall. The church stands empty. Leave Red Warren. No, I can't leave Red Warren. Alright, okay, something has changed now. The cold rain that continues to fall, which was merely a steady drizzle when you arrived, has turned into a heavy rain. Oh, those poor draft horses. Well, maybe it's a covered well so the horses are sheltered. If they're not sheltered up, I'm going to have to get them sheltered. Don't want the horses to get a cold. Cold rain continues to fall, which was merely a steady drizzle when you arrived, has turned into a heavy rain. The rain has begun to soak through your attire, chilling you to the bone. Alright. The distant rumble of thunder echoing your ears, and the sky continuing to darken. You cast your wary gaze over the buildings that stand at the edge of the square. Several of the structures seem worthy of investigation. The mill. Enter the mill. It makes the paleo bark. But it also does regular grains. Quick and thorough search of the premises. Not any particular interest. Leave the mill. Alright, suddenly, we've wandered around enough and something has happened. Less than three steps from the door when it suddenly... You're less than three steps from the door when it suddenly slams shut. A soft footfall from behind sends your pulse racing and you instinctively spin around. Only you find yourself confronted by a sight that defies description. But the GM is good at describing things, so he's going to describe it anyway. Standing to sever in the centre of the mill, only a few yards from you, are eight men and women, their heads hung low, and their expressionless faces and unblinking eyes fixed on the door.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Slowly, nearly in unison, the members of the silent, ghastly horde raise their heads, transferring their haunting gazes from the floor to you. As you step back and draw yourself into a defensive stance, you at first believe this gruesome legion to be undead. However, as the sinister figures begin moving towards you, you come to a completely different and all the more unsettling conclusion. These ghoulish, lurching figures are the people of Redwarren. Having come to the terrifying realization that the town's populace has somehow been possessed, I wonder if it has anything to do with the thing that possessed people in Deepwell. Of course, there's other things that can possess people. So I guess whatever it is, we're gonna have to beat it up, and that'll hopefully dispel whatever's happening here. Your mind races to determine a course of action as the possessed horde steadily advances. The next of the possessed townsfolk in the mill, a young woman, her hands tightly clutching a jagged length of wood, and her unblinking eyes fixing a haunting stare on you, swiftly and silently attacks. With no desire to cause the possessed woman permanent harm, you prepare to attempt to subdue your grim assailant. It's a possessed young woman. My only option is to subdue because it's not their fault they're possessed. Well, probably. Anyway, these are perfectly innocent people who've got caught up in something well beyond their comprehension. Time to just knock them out and then just deal with whatever's causing it. Subdue your enemy. The possessed woman hisses as she viciously assails you. Your possessed foe strikes you with a staggering blow. You're stunned and unable to act during your next round of combat. And that also did 13 damage. And it sails me. Fortunately, even though I'm stunned, it still didn't hit me. Hisses as he viciously assails you. I lay an impossibly swift blow upon her for 8 damage. Now, when you're subdued, the combats take longer because you do less damage. Because, you know, you're trying not to kill them. You subdued your foe. 21 XP. With a ghastly shriek, the possessed woman topples to the floor at your feet. Despite having been battered during the fight, you take solace in the fact that she has not been permanently harmed. With no time to dwell on your victory, you draw yourself into a combat-ready stance and prepare to face the next of your possessed foes. The closest of the possessed townsfolk filling the mill, a middle-aged man, his hands tightly clutching an iron poker and his unblinking eyes fixing their haunted stare on you, swiftly and silently attacks. With no desire to cause the possessed man permanent harm, you prepare to subdue your grim assailant. Possessed middle-aged man, subdue, hisses as he viciously attacks you, strikes you, staggering blow, I'm stunned for the next round. Okay, they're pretty much all the same, so I'm going to do them pretty quickly. And since they're subdued, you cannot quick combat them, 21 XP, with a ghastly shriek. The possessed woman topples to the floor at your feet. Despite having been battered during the fight, you take some solace in the fact she has not been permanently harmed. With no time to dwell on your victory, you draw yourself to combat ready stance and prepare to face the next of your possessed foes. It's a possessed young man. The next of the possessed townsfolk in the middle is a young man, his hands clutching a chunk of stone and his unblinking eyes fixing their haunting stare on you. Swiftly and silently attacks. With no desire to cause the possessed man permanent harm, you prepare to attempt to subdue your grim assailant. Alright. I'm just going to go through these quickly. As you see, astounds you. He did a staggering blow. They all fight the same because they're all being controlled by the same thing. 21 XP. The ghastly shriek, the possessed woman. Yeah, there's a bit of problem here with it not lining up between what they are when you start and what they are when you finish. But it doesn't really matter. Just a minor error, but somewhat annoying. Despite having been battered during the fight, she takes solace in the fact that she has not been permanently harmed. With no time to join the victory, your joyous of combat really stands and prepare to face the next of your possessed foes. It's a possessed old man, this time. Jagged length of wood. It's his weapon. Hisses as he viciously assails you. Da 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 da. Do it quickly. It is subdued. 21 XP. The ghastly shriek. The possessed man topples to the door of your fleet. Despite having been battered during the fight, you take solace in the fact he has not been permanently harmed. With no time to dwell on a victory, you draw yourself to come. And the next one, possessed old woman, clutching an iron rod. Well, that's probably the most formidable of the weapons so far. They're all three pluses, like most combats are. Alright, I'm gonna do these quickly now. The ghastly shriek, the possessed man, topples to the floor. Do you think, it's not suddenly changed again. Despite having been battered during the fight, yep, and so on. Possessed middle-aged man. Hisses as he viciously assailed you. I didn't even read the weapon, sorry about that. 21 XP. Alright, splintered chair leg wielded by an old woman. In combat, just doing it really quickly now. Subdued. I face the last of my possessed foes. The last of the possessed townsfolk in the mill. A young woman, her hands clutching an axe, and her unblinking eyes fixing their haunting stare on you, swiftly and silently attacks. With no desire to cause the possessed woman permanent harm, you prepare to attempt to subdue your grim assailant. Possessed young woman. Just gonna quickly subdue. And subdued. 21 XP. The ghastly shriek. The possessed woman topples the floor at your feet. Despite having been battered during the fight, you take solace in the fact that he's not been permanently harmed. 192 experience to general. You step back, maintaining a guarded stance, as your eyes scour the interior of the mill for any sign of danger. Much to immediate relief, it seems you are at last alone. After taking nearly a minute to recover from the battle with the possessed townsfolk, you set about making a search of the mill. With one eye on the door, who knows what could come in, make a thorough search of the mill. In a cluttered corner of the mill, you make a discovery. Next to one of the defeated townsfolk, you discover a sizable and weighty square stone. Several strange symbols have been engraved upon its weathered surface. You immediately recognise the stone to be one of those missing from the circle of warding in the centre of town. You promptly take possession of the heavy stone. I now have a warding stone. It has an encumbrance of 10, so it actually is heavy. This heavy, roughly square stone is engraved with several symbols of warding. It's undoubtedly one of the stones missing from the Circle of Nine in the centre of Redwarren. I'm going to use it so it's on the quick use panel. After a quick search reveals nothing else of any particular interest, you spend the next several moments checking over your equipment as you contemplate your next course of action. The Grand Mill. The possessed town folk you defeated still lie strewn about the floor of the mill. Check them over. moving cautiously through the maze of bodies strewn about the mill floor. You will need to note that all the possessed men and women here remain unconscious. Despite the unavoidable, though restrained, violence they met at your hands, none of them have been permanently harmed. And they're still not permanently harmed. Leave the mill. You make your way out of the mill and into the dark, dreary, wainscot town square. Alright, let's use that warding stone. 64 XP to general. You set the one warding stone in your possession back into its proper place in the broad wing. The ring of stones is still incomplete. You need to retrieve two more stones of warding to complete your circle. Yes. You thought if I had, people who possessed me, I'd probably sent the warding stones further away. Maybe threw them down a well or something. So you wouldn't just inevitably find them if you just wander around. But maybe whoever's doing the possessing thought, no, there's no way someone is going to beat up everyone in the town. I mean, seriously, who'd do that? Apparently, Sir Crokington is someone who would do that. Two stones left to find. Alright, well, we've already done the mill. That was number two. Because we were just clicking everywhere until the shoe dropped. Oh, I can rest now. You find what you think would be a safe spot to get some rest. Having selected a secluded and reasonably safe spot for a bit of much-needed rest, you're about to settle down when a sharp hiss erupts from the nearby darkness. You instinctively leap to your feet and draw yourself into a battle-ready stance, as yet another of Red Warren's possessed citizens strides out of the gloom and attacks. With no desire to permanently harm your foe, you prepare to attempt to subdue the woman. It's a possessed woman. Alright, yep, she fights like the other. She hisses softly as she savagely assails you. She keeps doing that, and she is subdued. 5 XP. With the possessed woman now unconscious at your feet, you make certain no further danger is lurking about, before, at last, settling down to rest. You settle down and manage to get some much-needed rest. And I'm fully restored, so there's no real danger of running out of health and magic in this adventure. When you feel you're sufficiently recovered from your recent ordeals, you decide to once again resume your investigation of Red Warren. It's the same as before. The main page is the same as the store. The draft horses are still getting rained on, perhaps. No, I'm just going to say, I've dealt with something. I detached the draft horses and led them into a stable. And I also put a note saying, I've put your horses in the stable. Yeah, that's what I've done. I've put the draft horses in the stable. They're not getting rained on anymore. Yes, and they're fine now. And the horses in the stable, they're probably just fine. Because, there's probably hay in there. And who knows what else. Okay, now let's investigate the Red Oak Inn and Tavern. Moving across the gloomy wainscot town square, with your every sense alert, you head for the tavern. You reach the front door of the structure and spend several moments watching and listening before cautiously making your way inside. The Red Oak Inn and Tavern, yeah, it's the same as before, nothing of any particular interest. Leave the tavern when suddenly you're less than 3 steps from the door when it suddenly slams shut. A soft footfall from behind sends your pulse racing. And you instinctively spin around, only to find yourself confronted by a sight that defies description. But here we are describing it anyway. Standing together in the centre of the tavern, only a few yards from you, are 9 men and women, their heads hung low, and their expressionless faces and unblinking eyes fixed on the floor. Okay, how did they get there? Does this possessor just have whatever's possessing them? Does it just kind of just like yunk them into place sometimes? Slowly, nearly in unison, the members of the silent, ghastly horde raise their heads, transferring their haunted gazes from the floor to you. You once again find yourself confronted by a ghoulish, lurking legion of Red Warren's possessed citizenry. As you fall back and draw yourself into defensive stance, your mind races to determine the course of action. Well, looks like I have to fight them. Sorry about this, old chaps. The possessed horde continues to advance. The next of the possessed townsfolk in the tavern, a middle-aged man, his hands tightly clutching a wooden cudgel, and his unblinking eyes fixing their haunting stare on you, swiftly and silently attacks. All right, possessed middle-aged man, you know what? Let's use that item. The glowing bone fragment. The glowing bone fragment flares brightly as its powerful magic assails your foe. Your enemy is drained for 110 damage. It is stunned. Anyway, that was enough to take it down. You've subdued your foe. With a ghastly shriek, the possessed woman topples to the floor at your feet. Yes, yeah, not permanently harmed. Next one. Possessed young man, 2 of 9. Just going to bash through these quickly. I mean, the only real difference is tightly clutching a club, possessed old woman. Yes, just a bit random. Random gender and age. Fortunately, whatever this is, it didn't seem to possess any children, because that would be quite harrowing, having to beat up loads and loads of children. But I guess even monsters have standards. Or maybe the GM just thought, no, I'm not doing that. middle-aged man, clutching a cruel knife. So many different weapons. Alright, it stunned me a couple of times, but it is subdued. 21 XP. Splintered table lead. I think we've read all the different weapons now from a possessed old man. Subdued. 22 XP. More XP that time. Swiftly and silently attacks. Possessed middle-aged woman. Viciously assails you. Subdued. 22 XP. The ghastly shriek, the possessed man topples the floor at your feet. Despite having been battered during the fight, you take solace in the fact that he has not been permanently harmed. And on to the next one. Alright, this is a young man clutching an iron wake. Possessed young man, what will happen if I flee? I fled from combat. You turn and attempt to flee from the tavern, only to discover, much to horror, that the door by which you entered is not only shut tight, it refuses to budge. Although it does not appear to be knocked, something is holding the door fast. I guess that's another power of whoever's doing all this possessing. With your possessed foe moving up swiftly from behind, you struggle to force open the unyielding portal, picking a number. Bonus of 40. 20 from might, 20 from agility. Gotta get 75 or more, or they'll get to me first. Pick now. 136. In a remarkable display of strength, you tear open the door and rush out of the tavern. As you flee into the darkness outside, you see nothing that should have prevented you from easily opening the door. You reach the tents with the town square and turn to find, much to relief, that you haven't been pursued. With your heart pounding, you struggle to catch your breath while contemplating your next course of action. I wonder, why aren't they pursuing me? Is it because I don't know. Maybe the possessing isn't really that good, so he can't really use them beyond areas where he's set up little I don't know, amplifiers or something. Heart pounding, you struggle to catch your breath while contemplating the next course. Well, wait a minute, can't be that, because we encountered one guy when we were trying to rest somewhere. Well, I guess maybe it can control one at a time outside these areas. Well, I'm just making it's like that because it'd be really awkward if they could all move around. It's just how it works when you're doing one of these town invaded stories. The people are in your foes, and this time the people you're trying to help at the same time are in buildings. You can clear them out one at a time. The buildings don't get reinforced. They don't gather together in one place. You clear out a building, you clear out the next building, you clear out the next building, and then you can do something. With your heart pounding, you struggle to catch your breath while contemplating the next course of action. Alright, I'm back in the square once again. Back to the tavern. Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't revive themselves while I was revive each other while I was away. So yes, you can if you're really lucky, just take them on one at a time. Which means you could probably blast them with some powerful magic. The ghoulish inhabitants, their minds and bodies under the influence of an unseen malevolent force, start swiftly in your direction, their footfalls making scarcely a noise as they pass across floor, hold your ground and engage the possessed. Young man with an iron wake. Possessed young man, what powers can I use? Can I use elementalism? No, it's very hard to use elementalism in a non-lethal way. Can't use destruction? Okay. Conjuration. You conjure up an obstacle to befuddle your foe. 18 to melee waiting in this round, plus 4 to your combat roll. Alright, it's really... Yeah, it's the same thing again, and really, I don't know. The quick stone will repeat the 20 you just rolled next round. Another 20. And so on, and subdued. 22 XP. The ghastly shriek. He's down he goes, not permanently harmed. Here's the penultimate guy, also an old man with an iron wake. Begin combat. What powers can I use? Can I use a phase gate? You gate yourself directly into the enemy's blind spot, which means I dodge the enemy attack. And I also got 4 plus adjustment to the combat roll. Alright, let's see. Definitely can't use Wave Touch. I mean, seriously, it's necromancy. Cloak of Shadow. It's got me extra melee waiting, but no, I want one with damage. One with damage. Be telekinesis. Telekinetic blast. Okay, yep, that's 23 damage. So yes, you do more damage with the telekinesis. Your foe has been stunned by his attack and it is subdued. 22 experience to various things. The ghastly shriek, the possessed woman topples the floor at your feet despite having been battered during the fight. You take solace in the fact that she has not been permanently harmed. Alright, on to the last one. Crude knife is being wielded by a middle-aged man. Possessed middle-aged man. Let's do more telekinetic blasts. Devastating blast of telekinetic energy for 30 damage. And then 37 damage. And then 32 damage is subdued. 22 experience. With a ghastly shriek, the possessed man tosses the floor at your feet. Despite having been battered during the fight, take solace in the fact that he has not been permanently harmed. 208 experience to general. You step back, maintaining a guarded stance, as your eyes scour the interior of the tavern for any sign of danger. Much to your immediate relief, seems you are at last alone. After taking nearly a minute to recover from your battle with the possessed townsfolk, he set about making a search of the tavern. With one eye on the door, he make a thorough search of the tavern. In a clustered corner of the tavern, you make a discovery. Next to one of the defeated townsfolk, you discover a sizable and weighty square stone. Several strange symbols have been engraved upon its weathered surface. You immediately recognise the stone to be one of those missing from the circle of warding in the centre of the town. You promptly take possession of the heavy stone, and its description is just like the previous one that we got when we cleared out the mill. After a quick search, reveals nothing else of any particular interest. Well, there's ale, but there's ale in the tavern, but now is not the time. You spend several moments checking over your equipment as you contemplate the next course of action. The Red Oak Inn and Tavern is a large wooden stone structure on the northern edge side of Red Wong's town square. The possessed townsfolk you defeated, like I said, here still lies strewn about the floor of the tavern. Leave the tavern. You make your way out of the tavern and back into the dark, dreary wainscot town square. Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave the stones of warding until I've got three of them at least. Alright, next attempt to rest here. I managed to fully heal myself that time. There's no way to save, though. So, yeah, that's a thing. So, revived. Well, you know what? We're very nearly at an hour. We're going to stop for now, and next time we'll be exploring the stables, the meeting house, the church, the merchantile, and the smithy. And then finally uncovering what's possessing all these people. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.